Maria Garcia, Maria M-A-R-I-A, Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. Date of birth is 4/15/1974. This is for date of service 5/1/2024. Ms. Garcia is a 50-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hypoparathyroidism. The patient was noted to have a recent history of hypocalcemia. She also has a history of osteoarthritis. The patient is currently on calcitriol supplementation. She reports fatigue and hair loss. The patient was initially noted to have a low calcium level when she was admitted to the emergency department in January of 2024. At that time, her calcium was low on admission, and she was readmitted in February of 2024 with a serum calcium level of 5.6. The patient reported symptoms of numbness and tingling around her mouth and also muscle spasms and cramping in her hands at that time. The patient is currently on calcitriol therapy as well as calcium carbonate. She denies any current numbness or tingling in her lips. She denies any current cramping or muscle spasms anywhere in her body. She reports a stable weight. She reports some thinning hair and some muscle pain in her thighs. Plan number one for her hypoparathyroidism. We will check a current PTH level and a current serum calcium level. Her last PTH level was 8.5. Excuse me. Her last serum calcium level was 8.5 in the setting of a PTH level of 12. Period. She is currently on calcitriol 0.5 micrograms twice a day, and calcium acetate 667 milligrams, 2 tablets, 3 times a day. Next number, I will also check a PTH and ionized calcium level, magnesium level, phosphorus level, and vitamin D level. Next number for her vitamin D deficiency, continue ergocalciferol 50,000 IUs once weekly. Next number, in February of 2024, her 24-hour urine calcium was noted to be 90.7, which was low. Ruling out hypocalcemia, ruling out hypocalcemia in the serum and hypercalcemia in the urine for the 24-hour urine collection. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.